1 year ago, we got the opportunity to become guest editors of Seminar.net. We, this means Valentin Dander from the Clara Hofbauer University of Applied Sciences in Potsdam, in Germany, Ina Sander from the Data Justice Lab, Cardiff University in Wales, and the Helmut Schmidt University in Hamburg, in Germany, Rachel Shanks from the University in Aberdeen, in Scotland, and I, Theo Hook, from the University of Innsbruck in Austria. We started out from the basic observation that along with the increasing importance of digitization and datafication in all areas of society, and especially in education, digital capitalism becomes equally ubiquitous and important. We have been asking questions like, what positions can media education in research and application take to respond to these developments? What is the role of the global education industry in our countries and globally? Which theories, concepts, and methods help to formulate adequate analytical, critical, and transformative answers? So now I hand over to Rachel to introduce the first two contributions.
Hi, everyone. I'm delighted to have been part of this editorial team for this special issue, which opens with Horst Niesito's theoretical essay on digital capitalism and critical media education. He points out affinities between capitalists and digital structures, structural principles, as well as related problems regarding structures of social inequality, power relations, processes that promote and endanger democracy, and influences of IT industries on education. Niesito argues for strengthening critical media education and promoting alternative pathways to what large IT corporations provide. The next paper is called Refocusing Zuboff's Division of Learning on Education. And in that paper, Jeremy Knox examines how division can be understood through the distinction between learning in and learning from educational platforms. This is the distinction or division between those who use technologies and learn in educational platforms and those that own the platform software. Knox suggests that we need to engage in a purposeful, political and emancipatory form of data science rather than calling for people simply to become experts in data science. And now I hand over to Ian.
Thank you. Yeah, next we have four articles that represent different critical data studies perspectives. First, Fika Jansen, reflecting on years of experience in creating data literacy resources in the third sector, reviews existing critical data literacy concepts and argues for the need to repoliticize data literacy. After that, Eleanor Kami analyzes the new understanding of consent in our digital age and presents a feminist critique to digital consent, uncovering the structures and power asymmetries behind digital consent mechanisms. A technical approach to critical data studies is then provided by Christoph Richter, Lars Raffel, and Heidun Allert, who examine the Experience Application Programming Interface, or XAPI, and its underlying assumptions and rather restricted idea of learning. Finally, Dan Verstendig reflects on the practical implementation of critical data literacy, a course project that provided insights to concepts from critical data studies and data science for master's students.
Yeah, I'm happy to introduce you to the last section of our special issue. The first of these three papers is provided by Javier Girografia and Juana Sancho Gil from the University of Barcelona. Their paper is called Artificial Intelligence in Education, Big Data, Black Boxes, and Technological Solutionism. And this paper provides a useful general overview of exactly these issues, AI, etc., in educational contexts. The authors focus on certain underlying educational discourses, and they suggest these follow a simplistic technological solutionism. The special issue then closes with two contributions on the state of affairs of the educational-industrial complex in Austria by Theo Hug and Reinhold Maltrich from the University of Innsbruck, and in Norway by Geir Haugsbakk from from the Inland Norway University of Applied Sciences. Theo Hoog and Reinhold Madrich drawn Picciano's notion of the educational industrial complex to investigate the development and status quo of digitization within the education system and educational policy in Austria, alongside three dimensions: ideology, profit, and technology. The paper depicts and disentangles the interdependencies of public and commercial actors. Gail Augsburg, in the last paper of our special issue, firstly examines international debates on the influence of tech corporations on education, and then, similar to Ruben Madrich, provides the reader with the results of his network ethnographic and network analytical investigation of developments and the status quo of edtech and its educational impact in Norway. To get to know more about all the conclusions and recommendations, we, the editors of the special issue, would like to invite you to read the full papers. There's a lot to explore. We very, very much hope that you enjoy the contributions and that they help to further your understanding of the issues raised and maybe prompt you into considering your own data traces and entanglements with digital.